Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, song goes like this.
Your hands and declare,
bless you all. Thank you, God. God is good. I'm telling you, God is good. Amen. Praise is what I do. That's just what we do. Amen. I just give God the glory. I'm telling you right now, you might as well just go ahead and give God the praise because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. I'm telling you, my God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, that's something that we want to do. ADM, what's up, family? Amen. This is our first day of our church anniversary. Amen. God is good. I'm telling you, I know it's been a change. It's been things that happened. But nevertheless, one thing I love about ministry, church, amen, is all lies with inside of you. Amen. It's not about different things, a different location, even though it helps bring forth together and it helps, amen, with worship and just the support of believers that is around you, amen, as you continue to come out different things or as you continue just give God a praise, amen. It just helps with the different things. But nevertheless, amen, we understand here at ADM, and I'm so happy that we realize that at the end of the day, we are the church, amen. The church go with us everywhere. I just want to give God the glory and praise his holy name, amen, because why, God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Our partners and listeners that just been with us ever since, my God, March of 2014. Amen. My God, I just want to thank God for you all for still hanging in there with us, and it's a blessing, amen, to know you are. And we just thank God for United Kingdom, Norway, all that coast, international coastline over there. It's a blessing, amen, and we just give God the glory. And also Nigeria, we thank you, amen, for having a large turnout tuning in with us. It always a blessing. We don't take no one participation, amen, with our Sunday broadcast, even throughout the week, Monday through Friday, amen, for our our internationally, amen, worship and prayer and teaching, my God, in over here on the East Coast side, amen. It's a blessing, amen, because I know many of you, you have different times and different things that you will be a part of, amen. So we just give God the glory, amen. I'm telling you, it's a time of celebration. It's a time that I'm giving God the praise. It's just a time because I'm talking about after all these years, how much I don't learn and grown, amen, into the things of God and also into the work or the assignment that God has on, my God, not only my life, amen, but many of you and many of those that is tuning into. It is a blessing, amen. And so we just want to give God the glory, and I always want to give God a praise, amen. I'm telling you, it is a blessing. Listen, let's go ahead and bring our very own Mother OG, come on in and give us our welcome for this morning. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Apostle. Praise is what I do. On behalf of our anointed, wonderful Apostle and Pastor Temple, and his First Lady, our leading lady, Letitia Spencer, and the entire ADM family, we welcome you, our international listeners, United States of America, local listeners, we welcome you. As I always say each Sunday, sit back, relax, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say welcome and happy anniversary, ADM family. God bless
Amen.
You, Pastor.
Amen. God bless your mother. Mother been here since day one. Amen. God bless your mother, Helen. She's been with us from day one. And it's a blessing for many of those that really done put in the time and hanging in there. I just want to just let you know, ADM ministry is just not an easy ministry, amen. It's the demand of, my God, holiness and living right, holding accountable, amen. It's very strong. It's actually a deliverance ministry. That's who we are. That's what we represent. And I just thank God, amen, that he chose me, amen, to even lead that type of denomination, type of ministry, amen. It's a blessing, amen. because at the end of the day, if you want you want your life to excel and you want your life to be very productive and also very successful naturally and spiritually, at the end of the day, this is a journey that you must have to take, regardless of what. If someone to hold you accountable or you hold yourself accountable, if you decide to make changes on your own or somebody helping pushing you into these areas, at the end of the day, productivity is productivity. And we just want to thank God for what he is doing. Thanks of God, it is a blessing. And we just want to thank God, and I just want to continue to lift his name. It's awesome to throughout these years to see how many of you don't grow. It's awesome to see, my God, throughout these years, how far many of you came. Some of you done came, had some stumbling times. Some of you was ready to even throw in the towel. But it's awesome how the matureness, amen, that is seen many of you done came. So you have a chance to also celebrate as well. You got a chance to just celebrate, amen, with us. Because it's a beautiful thing to just see people, amen, to continue to be challenged in their life, amen, and for the better. And they begin to grow into the things of God. It is a blessing. And I'm telling you right now, amen, you should understand already. It's not about how tough it is. It's about, my God Almighty, even having the mindset that I just can't do it. It's the response or reacting to what you have in it. One thing, my God Almighty, great man of God shared, and one thing the great man of God said, amen, it wasn't nothing about when Jesus got tempted by the devil, but he was hungry, because at the end of the day, that's how you built. You built, my God, you have an appetite. When you're in the natural, you have an appetite. But if nothing was wrong about that. The problem is, it's the response. It's the response that we, my God, go or we act. We begin to operate in. It's the response that it makes things wrong. Sometimes you get tired, amen, but how do you respond to that? Sometimes you get angry about things. How do you respond to that? Even the Bible put it as this, have anger, but sin not, amen, because it's the response that makes a difference. But I just want to celebrate all of you all, amen, everyone, amen, that at the end of the day, they didn't allow their situation to dictate them, but they dictate their situation. We just want to just thank God for that, and I just want to thank God for you all, amen, for hanging in there. So I just want to just pray that God, amen, continue to cause us to grow. I just pray that God continue to challenge many of your lives. Just challenge each and every one of you. Amen. Because God is good and his mercy and his do it forever. Father, we just thank you. Amen. As we embark into another year, we don't see ups and we don't see downs. Some done came to be a part and some done left. But God, nevertheless, we just thank you for what you have done in spite of many of those. We thank you. Amen. For giving us the chance to serve the body of Christ. We thank you for even giving the assignment for us, my God, to continue to walk in. Down through the years, you have been good to us. It's nothing that we could say. Down through the years, when things look shaky, you always show that I have my hand upon you. You always show that I got my hand upon you all. Do what's right and keep moving forward. So, Father, we want to take this time out, my God Almighty, as a congregation, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the increase of the territory. We thank you for the things that you've done, even through this pandemic. We thank you, God, for most of all, amen, for showing us the benefit of just the salvation, the benefit of being faithful. It is a blessing. Even though we might have some maybe late bloomers, but one thing we can say is better late than never. We could just say thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you, God, because you have been good to ADM Ministry. We understand that that's just a name in the natural, but it's the assignment and the work that you done gave this part. And for some, I just want to say thank you for many of those that took the vision and began to work and ready to do their part. Even though when we first met them, they probably was timid. They probably felt so, my God Almighty, that they wasn't qualified enough. They probably had a lot of areas in their life that they need to work at. But God, at this moment, we can say thank you for those that just stepped up to the plate and stepped up and said, I'm ready to put my hands to work. Not for the pastor or not for this man that you call man of God, but for the kingdom, for the souls of your people, for the helping of the others, to help them not only spiritually, but also naturally, to balance out their life, to live a life that is productive, not to religion, not to people ideology, but also for productive of the kingdom of you. God, we just want to say thank you. Listen, saints of God, you might as well just go ahead and thank God and give him the praise. I'm telling you, he is worthy to be praised. And I just want to give him the glory, and we want to lift him up and bless his holy name. Listen, saints of God, amen. My God, as we move forward, amen, and get ready for the word this morning, I want to let you know, listen, just part of our announcement. Listen, on Tuesday night at 8 p.m., I need all ADM members to come on the line so we can discuss our moving forward with our physical action worship. Amen. I want you to come move forward. I want your opinion. We're going to sit there. We're going to have a meeting of different things, how it's going to look, what it's going to look like, so we can get ready to go ahead and move forward. Listen, I want you on there at, my God, at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. This is for all ADM family. Amen. It will be a closed meeting pertaining to, my God, of your membership with ADM family or not. Amen. Amen. It's going to be a beautiful thing, but also we want to make sure we lay everything out on the table. We understand, amen, the moving and moving forward. Do I think it's time to move forward? Absolutely. Amen. With the even being led by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. But we want each and every one of you input and also to feel comfortable with the decision to be made. I feel as though that the decisions that need to be made or the talk that needs to go on the table, my God, is not just for pastor to make. It's for everyone to come and put their opinion out on the table because we all worshiping together. Amen. So I want you to don't be selfish and don't go on. Then you have something to say and you feel some type of way. You have an opportunity to come and be a part. Please, ADM family, when we get off and have the end of the service, I want you to go ahead and send text and family text. If you don't think they have the number or have they connected on the family line, I want you to reach out to everyone that is a part that you know of, who you have contact of, a part of ADM family, and I want you to have them on there Tuesday at 8 p.m., amen, because I don't want to leave no one out, amen, and someone feels some type of way. And we're going to also put this up, my God Almighty, through the Family International line, interaction line, and for we can begin to move forward, amen. And we're going to move forward respectfully, and we're going to move forward with wisdom, but we're also going to lay all that out on the table, amen. And we just want everyone to feel comfortable and hear your opinions, and let's hear our thoughts, because one thing about pastor, amen, I'm not going to try to be the smartest person everywhere. Amen. We have individuals that are a part of an everyday movement. We have individuals that are also in the medical field. Amen. We have individuals that does this every day. Amen. And I definitely want to hear your part and your input as we begin to move forward. Amen. I'm telling you, saints of God, I can't wait. It's excited. Amen. But also we want to use wisdom. Amen. My God Almighty, it's much more than having faith. Men, people try to use faith, but also you can have faith, but with no wisdom, you still will fall into a bad area. Amen. You want to make sure you have faith plus wisdom that goes with it. Amen. For you could begin to go forward into the things of God. Amen. First lady, you have any announcements that you'd like to make? Amen. My God, I'm going to pass over here. We're going to get ready for her to make announcements as well.
Good morning, ADM. Miss you all. Hope all is well. Just wanted to jump on really quickly and wish everyone a happy anniversary. We always know September is a special month for the church and for each one of you all that are still here, hanging in there, being faithful. Just continue to stay encouraged. We do not have any birthdays today, but if I have missed your birthday for the month of August, happy birthday again. And if your birthday is September, please shoot me a text. I know we have a couple of birthdays this month that I have documented, but if we have any members who are celebrating a birthday this month, please be sure to keep me posted. And I just wanted to be thankful today. I know a lot of our members who have was able to get through their COVID, and God is just faithful. I know some of our youth, some of our members, we had to go through under quarantine, and we just had to walk by faith, and like Apostle said, with wisdom as well. So we want you to keep continuing to be wise, to keep being safe, especially as our kids are in school every day. If you all need any supplies, any PPE items, masks, sanitizer, Lysol, all of those things should still be utilized. I want you to reach out to us and let us know so that you can either come and pick them up from our headquarters or we can mail them. But we want to continue to stay safe and know that if you need anything, we are here. So, again, all of our youth, we want you to continue to be wise, wear your mask. I know sometimes it's uncomfortable, but you still have to be in compliance because we want you all to stay safe. And, again, happy anniversary. It seemed like it was something else that I wanted to say, but, again, stay encouraged. I'm going to pass it back over to our apostles. But we love you all. We miss you. And please tune in on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Your input is valuable, and we want to make sure that everybody is included. Back in the hands of Apostle.
Amen. We just want to express that again. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday at 8. And I want to just thank you all, for many of you, amen, that really took advice that really came from the Lord at the beginning of this thing and told us what to do with vitamins, build up our immune system. And one thing I love about it, you know, God wasn't with God to really sugarcoat it. He basically said that it don't matter who you are, everyone's going to come in contact with it. Amen. And it depends on you and how well your immune system, different things are built up. And some people don't came in contact with it and don't even know that they came in contact with it unless they go to the doctor and they do a antibiotics and antibodies test on it, and they realize that they had it. Amen. At the end of the day, I just thank God. And one thing about that I could say, First Lady, that I could really just, I'm just so happy as a pastor. And it's just a minimum. It's a borderline with that, but I don't have to bury any of ADM family members and bury someone and be a part of that sooner because of they passed away of COVID, amen, and they did not take it serious, and they took it as a game, and they did not listen and begin to build up their immune system, amen, and not saying that other individuals, I can't speak for other individuals or other churches or community outside of ADM, I can only just talk about ADM, what we did, what we put on the line, and I'm not in no way apart that from saying this as if things are over, amen, and just begin to put things over, amen, but as we begin to engage to move things forward and to begin to move forward, because it's going to get to come to an end, and I'm just so happy to deliver that type of message, amen. My God, it's going to, but we cannot, you know, get relaxed, amen, before it does, before the light at the tunnel, but it is light that is in the distance at the end of this tunnel where things are going to get ready to blow over. I'm so happy to deliver that and say that, especially all the messages that God has given us and to warn the people. But nevertheless, I want you to be a part. Come on and be a part, amen, for you can be able to share your concerns and share your input. Thank God for many of you. Probably just about a lot of you have been vaccinated. You're doing your part, amen. Hopefully you can begin to come on a meeting and you can have your input to share with others that are thinking about it, but they're a little intimidated, and it's okay, amen, and that's what we're going to come around huddle around and begin to talk about different things. Amen. We are not here to force anyone. We're not here to try to control anyone's mind and begin to make anyone to do different things. Amen. That is not what ADM is all about. Amen. But we are here to just share information and share different, to put out information, do different things. You make the decision which way or what you want to do with it. That's your decision. And that's how the kingdom of God works anyway. Amen. God put, he laid things out on the table. It's our decision if we want to serve him. It's our decision if we want to go this way or don't go this way. That's totally up to us. Amen. That's your, it's the power of choice. That's what the kingdom is built on. So we want to make sure we understand that. So please, once again, amen, make sure that you are on at Tuesday at 8 p.m. Make sure you are on. And it's going to definitely be a blessing, and you'll be able to come in and be a part. Amen. 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 So I'm so happy. This is totally different because every year, amen, Pastor starts off no matter what, amen, our church anniversary. And I'm just so happy to introduce our very own evangelist leader, that individual that's grown, and she still is grown, but someone that is faithful to the call. Throughout this pandemic, many of you don't heard her minister. You don't heard her throughout the broadcast, Monday through Friday, all that, amen, been faithful to the cause. One thing about pastor, this is the pastor, I don't see no gender. I could care less about none of that. If you got individuals that is faithful to God and faithful to the call, amen, no matter how imperfect their life may be, but they get up and brush themselves off and they striving, amen, every day to get better and better and better. I'm telling you, I roll with these and I roll with that individual any day, because that's the individual that God was rolled in. Amen. Why? Because the Bible must declare we all have sin and fall short of the glory. But it's not about that. It's about getting up and keep staying in the race and keep pushing on and keep keeping on. Amen. And I shared this over the broadcast, amen, the other day. One thing that God doesn't deal too much with, and you will mess up opportunities with God, a quitter. A quitter. Every time you look up, things get tough, games get hard, you want to quit. You want to walk away. You want to leave this. You want to leave that relationship. You want, why God will position anyone with a quitting man, amen, to position them to win. Amen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how hard I get, ministry gets, or how tough things get. Things don't look, pastor, folks don't lie, stab me in the back and whatever. At the end of the day, this is for the glory of God. And how do I expect God to continue to bless my natural life if I always quit on him? Amen. And the things in the spirit. Amen. So understand that quitting mentality, that's the mentality that God too much ain't with there. Amen. Every time we look up, you're frustrated. You want to quit this. You want to quit that. I want to leave this. I want to get rid of that. I want to get rid of that. And I know some probably say, well, I ain't going to do that. It's a form of just me saying it. Let me tell you something. One day you're going to try to make an example or prove it to yourself that it is going to go through, and you will carry on that decision. Because the power of you talking to yourself, telling yourself, the words has power. And eventually one day, amen, things will continue to carry it out. Amen. One day it will happen. So let's change this mentality of quitting and giving up and don't want to do this, don't want to get that, because things get hard. People hold you accountable. The squeeze get a little tight. Amen. Want to just can't do it no more. Absolutely not. Amen. And let's get into this race, because remember, it's not given to the swift or the strong. Amen. It's given to he that endure to the end. So you don't have to be strong. You don't have to be fast. All you have to be are endure. And sometimes being a doer, you got to take it day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, and you could continue to endure. Amen. And I just love this individual. Amen. At the end of the day, I never had to deal with that spiritually, because pastor got a sharp, discerned spiritual part. Amen. I pick up stuff real quick, even though I might not say nothing, call you or tell you. You best believe I know what time it is. Amen. I know what time it is. And I had that. I didn't have to wrestle with that. Amen. The individual just accept the call. And when she made up her mind and say, God, this is it, this individual just keep on keeping on. Not everything probably was perfect and everything. Let me tell y'all something, saints of God. Amen. everything in your life is not going to be perfect. It's no perfect life. What makes people, what makes life perfect, perfect, amen, is you understanding that it's no perfectness. You understanding what things can happen, things may happen, things may cause anything to go left. You understand that, amen? That's what makes things perfect, amen? So it's no perfect walk. It's no perfect life. It's no perfect private life. It's none of that, amen? So don't get into these fairy tales that you have to be all your buttons on your shirt and your collar's got to be straight. You got to live this life, amen? I can't hear this. I need nothing but spiritual stuff around me. No problems. It's going to be a sin if we go into, if we get mad at each other. It's no perfect life. Let's get out of that, amen? What's make you perfect, amen? You getting up, Father, I stumbled this time. I brushed myself off. I'm back in the race. I surrender back off. I rededicate myself back. Father, you know what? You put this person in my life. They was telling me the truth. I was wrong. It was me just caught up into myself. That's what make things perfect. You know what? I shouldn't even have did that. I had a lot going on in my life. I was in my feelings. Amen. I didn't see it that way. I didn't see. That's what make things perfect. Amen. So remember that, amen. It's not about, amen, it's about our response to different things and how we come back and redo it back together. Family, I love you all. My God, I'm telling you, it is a blessing. Make sure you be there on Tuesday at 8 p.m. The lines is going to be open. We're going to have this discussion. Please don't be on the sideline with your lip and don't got nothing to say. We ain't listen. That whatever it is, whatever it is, amen. And understand this, Pastor love you, but Pastor got to move on regardless, because the work and assignment is from the Lord. Amen. But I'd rather move with you than without you. Amen. I'd rather move with you than without you. And that's where it is. And we just thank God for you all. And let's bring on our very own. This is the first, amen, every year, Pastor, and going hard, hard, hard. But we're going to have our own evangelist, Nita, going to kick off our church anniversary. God bless you, evangelist.
God bless you, Apostle Temple, and everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Happy anniversary, ADM. Let's give us a woo-woo. Y'all know how we do it in the house. We always going to be praising the Lord and just letting him know we are so thankful and grateful. And I am so thankful and grateful to be a part of ADM. And I have to say this, and all, everybody who knows me, that I'm naked but never ashamed. So with that being said, I have to agree with Apostle Temple, but I want to tell you all who I am today. I am an imperfect person living in God's perfect world, in God's perfect presence. I am an imperfect person living in God's perfect presence, and every single day of my life, I strive to make a difference in my life. And as he stated, none of us are pure. None of us are holy. None of us do not have any perfectness in us. But the thing of it is, are you willing to strive to get to where God will take you and bring you into another level in his life, in your life? But I want to say this to you. One thing about it, you have to be, and I'm coming from the scripture, and I'm just going to touch it because today I am going to truly speak from the heart. I'm going to speak from the heart, and those of you that may sit and feel like everything has to be scriptural, one thing I'm learning about God, God is the Holy Spirit is what pours in, and that's what we are to speak. The Bible is here for instruction. It is here to lead us and guide us. But when you done been through some things, you able to tell the goodness of God and what he has done for you. But the scripture this morning is 1 Corinthians 16:58. It says, so my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. And that's 1 Corinthians 16:58. And I will title my scripture today, Through It All. Through It All. But I want to start with letting you all know this. In late 2018, I was invited to ADM. But let me rewind a little bit. In 2012, I received a prophetic word from the Lord saying that I would meet two people, a couple, that would help me, to reestablish myself. Because, see, sometimes we go through some things in our lives that the integrity is shot. And God will put people in your life to help you build up. So when I got to ADM, not knowing what I was doing, and previously before that, I was a member of Word of Faith, it was just too big for me. I stopped going to church. I just started doing any and everything that I wanted to do. But I still said that I knew the Lord. But when I came into ADM and I met the people and I seen that the pastor and the wife was steadfast and immovable, and I felt the spirit of the Lord in the house, they would sit and tell you. I would sit at the edge of my seat and look forward throughout, just looking forward, because, see, I understood that God was there. I wasn't worried about what the other people on my left or my right was doing. I was looking straight ahead because I realized when I got there, God said, this is the place and don't you move. And see, it's something about it when God tells you, whether he tells you audibly, whether he tells you by the scripture, or whether he brings someone to tell you that this is the place for you. And these are the people that he was talking about. So being that he had already given me a prophetic word, I grabbed hold to that prophetic. And I want to tell you this, through it all. There were some real trying times. There were some times that I just felt like getting up and just throwing the towel in, and not because God said do it, because people around me was just doing so much. When you sit and you talk about lies, backstabbing, deceit, and all of those different things, then most of us, as Apostle Temple say, we get up and we move. But see, when you know that you know that God said that you don't move and you become obedient to what he says, nothing else around you will make you get up and move. You are planted there. When God lets you know that I have planted you into this ministry and I will flourish you, then you get a me. I got into a place and I said, no matter what, I know that I hear from God. I know that God gives me words. So it didn't matter what the people that were in my circle at that time, it didn't matter what they did. What mattered was what God said. And through it all, I'm telling you, through it all, there were some daggers that I could not do the little matrix move on and try to duck off. There were some lies that could not just get quiet because it was just so unbelievable. But one thing I realized, saints, that everything, and through it all, it was a test. And for every test, there is a message. And for every test, there is strength. For every test, there is endurance. For every test, there is perseverance. For every test, there was tenacity. But see, when God puts you in a place and he tells you not to move, trust and believe the people that are before you, that you're looking before, they have already went through that test or they're going through the test too. Because he is trying to teach you something to let you know that whatever test it is, if you don't get it right where you're at now, you're still going to have to go through it. And when you're going through those tests, when you have people pouring into you, even though the lies are still coming out, even though the daggers are still being put in your back, when the love of God is still pouring into you, it does nothing but continue to build you. And I don't know who I'm talking to this morning besides myself. When God says to be steadfast and immovable. You have to be in a place where that's where you're at and then realize. Let's go to the other part of the scripture. Everything you do, you should be doing it with enthusiasm. You should be enthused to do it because you're not doing it for man. You're doing it for the Lord. When you have people before you that's reminding you that you shouldn't give up, because don't sit and say apostle told you to do it. Don't sit and say first lady told you to do it. You're doing what you're doing for the Lord. Then it puts you in a place to let you know that I have to go through this. Just through it all, you're going to go through it all, but you're not going through it all by yourself. Because in Isaiah 43, the Lord tells you, when you go through your deep waters, who is there with you? When you go through the fire, who is there with you? When you go through the sickness, see, I can testify to the sickness. I'm going to tell you all, I supposed to have been dead and gone. It's been 4 years now. But you know what? Every single morning I get up and I thank the Lord for the through it all, because the through it all is what puts the breath in my body and expand my lungs. The through it all is what has been keeping my leukemia in remission for 5 years. The through it all is knowing that I needed to be steadfast and immovable, because when you are steadfast and immovable, just know that God is in the mix. When you are moving all of these different places, I want to tell you this. Whatever storms that's already there, as I said the other day, God already knew us. He knitted us in our mother's womb. Do not think that you are going to go past them. Do not think that you can make a U-turn and sit and say that I'm not going to go through that. It's a bit too much. I'm telling you, the storm is still going to be there. I don't care if it's 10 years from now. I don't care if it's 20 years. But when God puts you in a place, no matter how hard it is, no matter what you got to go through, I'm reminded to tell you that John 14:15 says, to love me is to obey my commandments. When you have people that's holding you accountable for the different things that you're doing, or sitting and telling you, evangelist, you know you're not right about that. You need to change that. You know, whatever. See, that's God speaking through the person. That's God cleaning you up. That's God letting you know that this time around, because you say you love me, this time around, because you're not doing a U-turn, this time around, I'm going to clean you up. And see, when God clean you up, he fixed the things that's coming out of your mouth. The words that come out of your mouth is acceptable for him. The heart that you have changed, layer of change of unforgiveness in that heart, God started taking them chains off. And one thing about God is a God of order. God is a God of discipline. God is a God of obedience. And when you get into a place where you know that the obedience is better than sacrifice, you know that you're going to be put into a place, you are thrown in that fire, it's what you do to get out of the fire. Now, if you choose to sink down and let the fire consume you, then that's what you do. But if you in the fire and you keep moving and you keep fighting and you keep striving to make a difference in your life, trust and believe God is going to bring you out of that fire. And there will be no people. When the word says to be immovable, that means to stay still. Stay still. You are anchored into a place. And only God knows what he's going to do for you. Only God knows what he is going, how he is going to clean you up, how he is going to clean you up and change your clothes, put you in a robe, change your feet, change your shoes, and put you in the shards of peace. And I'm sitting and telling you today, when God, it wasn't man. Man gave the invitation. But when God says that this is where you will be, nothing could go on that could change my mind. Now, there has been times where there's incidents, and I sit and say, you know what? I'm throwing in a towel. It's too much for me. I can't, but see, I was in the natural. But when you are dealing with the spiritual realm, you realize that this is what God says, so you're not going to go back on your word with God. You're not going to go back no matter what. You're not going to go back to the people. One thing, you're not going to cut off the hand of the people that I chose. Understand that God chose to feed you. You're not going to cut off the hand of the people that God might have said and said, I am the person that God has chose to bring you discipline. We, as a people, get into a place that we get caught up in our feelings and see the natural take over our mindset so much that we forget about what God say, because we get caught up in the moment. We get caught up into our ignorance. We get caught up into what we know to do, the rolling of the eyes, the checking of the head, the false accusations and all different things. But when you become, and so when you get into the center mask of where, center mask, where God has chosen you to be, then all of the different things that go on around you, they're not going to move you. You will be steadfast. It's like cement at the bottom of your feet. Even if you try to pick it up, you cannot move it. You are there. Because when you make a conscious decision that this is what where the Lord say be, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. You are going to go through trials. You are going to go through tribulations. I want to ask the question, did Jesus go through the trials? Did Jesus go through the tribulations? Did Jesus shed his blood for me and you to be for salvation and to wipe everything clean? So what would make you think that you're not going to go through anything? The question is, do you have the heart? Do you have the courage? Are you able to stand through the storm when the storm of life is passing you by? Are you, even though you may get bounced all around, even though you may sit and say, this is too much for me, the wind is too much, I can't take it, I got to duck down, but are you willing to get back up and stand where God has put you? A lot of us do not realize what God is doing in our lives. We sit, we listen to all the naysayers and sit and say, oh, that's not of God. But I'm going to tell you something. If you all pay attention to me, I'm an Old Testament Bible person. I come up out of the Old Testament more than I come from the New Testament. Because, see, one thing about God in the Old Testament, his hand was in everything. And when his hand was in everything, it kept most people. There were some, we know that the Israelites, they did what they wanted to do all through the Old Testament. But one thing about God, he didn't play with them. He did not play with them. We see what happened with Sodom and Gomorrah. But one thing I love about Abraham, Abraham was steadfast and immovable. Abraham listened to everything that God said. Abraham continued to move on, even though the promises that God had given him had not come to fruition, had not manifested. He still stayed where he did everything that God said. Well, on today, you can call me Abraham. You also can call me Joseph, because when Joseph had to go through everything that he went through, he didn't flee. He could have done all type of things. He could have just sat and said, you know what, enough is enough. Let me tell Pharaoh what his wife did. It didn't make a difference, because he realized that God was doing something new to him. So let me introduce you to the Joseph in my life of today. Now let's go to the three Hebrew boys. The three Hebrew boys let King Nebuchadnezzar know that no matter what you say, what you do, you could throw me in the fire. You could take everything away from me. I'm talking about death. He was talking about burning them up, sending them on to wherever, to heaven, if that's where you want to say they were going. But one thing about it, it did not matter. They said and said, it does not matter who you are. I will not worship you. So that's the three Hebrew boys that I am. And I am reminded about Daniel. Daniel didn't change his ways. He didn't change how he was praying, because all the people was around him. Daniel continued to do what God had told him to do. So I sit and say to you all today, before I get off the line, that I am a part of. A part of Daniel is in me too. And one thing that all of them had in common, what they had in common was they had a personal relationship with God. They might have been thrown in the fiery den. They might have been imprisoned in a dark place. They might have been in a place where they were at a point of execution, but it did not matter because they was immovable and steadfast. They knew who their God was. They knew that God would come and deliver them one way or the other. And I'm sitting and telling you right now, stop trusting on everybody else. If God tells you to do something, you need to do it. If God said it to you, then you need to say it. One thing I like about Apostle Temple, when I first met him, he said, listen, I don't want to hear about what God said to the other people. What did he say to you? I said, Apostle, he told me, don't be afraid. I am with you. He said, well, you need to keep that. You need to run with that. Don't be afraid because I am with you. So you know what that let me know, Saints? It let me know that I was going to go through some things. But the beauty of it was, God said, don't be afraid. I am with you. One thing I add on to it today, I am not afraid. Because one thing about God, I know that he would never leave me nor forsake me. I done had some situations that nobody wouldn't even know. Couldn't even barely lift my head and nobody wouldn't know. But you know what? I knew who to go to. I went to my father and I said, listen, I need your strength. I have to work. I got to get this done. I got to get this done. But most of all, I have to continue to praise your holy name. I have to worship you. I have to be in a place of obedience. I have to fulfill my assignment to you, Father, because you and only you chose me, Father God. You and only you, Father God, that I live for and I die for. And therefore, I am immovable and steadfast on this day. And I am just thankful that God said that this is where you go. God said, let me take you out of the multitudes. I'm talking about word of faith. And let me put you in a place where the people are going to help develop you. The people are going to let you go through some things and not judge you. The people are going to see some things and correct you. He's going to, God, I realized that it was all about God and nothing about me. And I want to sit and tell each and every last one of you, especially ADM, it's not a soul on this line right now that can sit and say that they're being picked at, they're being abused, they're being misused. But maybe, and if you do feel that way, maybe you need to open your eyes and see through God's eyes and see that what the Spirit of the Lord is doing for you. Because some of us, he's trying to clean up. Some of us, he's already chosen and said, you know what? I need to clean you up because you're faithful and loyal to the things that you do. You are a person that will sit and say, I did it, but start turning into, yes, I did it, with no excuses. Yes, I did it, or no, I did not do it. Because that's what God is looking for. God is looking for a remnant of people that's going to go out and feed his people. And they have no shame. They are naked. All of their exposed, they're exposed. The sheep has came up off of them. And now they're just naked and are waiting for God to dress them into what he wants and how he wants to dress them. And this is why it is so important to understand, seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you feel like that you're in a place that you're not supposed to be, you're in a place that you're not growing, you're in a place that you're not being used, you need to go before the Lord and ask him, Father, am I in the right place? Is this where you sit me? Or was I leaning on my own understanding? Is this where you sit me? Or, Father, did I come here because I'm just thinking that if I go there, that you'll put a title, you'll give me an office? I'm going to sit and tell you this. Before God puts you in the office, you're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have to let him know that I am counted faithful. You're going to have to let him know that when the storm comes, I'm not going to turn the other way. I'm going to stay in the boat and I'm going to continue to row. When the fire comes up, it may be a little bit of fire up under you, but as time go on, the flames get a little bit larger. You're going to still continue to walk in them flames knowing that God is there with you. When you are out in the ocean and you realize the things of life has just pulled up, constantly pulling you down, no matter how far you're treading. But the question is, are you ready to go through it all? Are you ready to go through it all? And if you are ready to go through it all on today, and you may sit and say, Lord, I'm not at the right place. Lord, I need some discipline. Lord, I need some godly counsel. God, Lord, I need some wisdom. Then you need to seek God and let him know to give you the answer, give you the antidote, let you know where you need to be, because you should be in a place right now just looking at the times, the signs, the wonders that are around you and sit and say that I don't have all day. I don't have time to keep going through the same mess over and over. I need to be in a place that I'm steadfast and immovable, and I'm ready to take on whatever you have for me, Lord, and I will count it all as joy. Everything that I do when I wake up in the morning, as I praise you, I'm praising you with excitement. As the dark by night, the terrors by night come, I'm still praising you with enthusiasm. When situations are way beyond my control, I'm still praising you because I know you will never leave me or forsake me. I am enthused in everything that I do because the work that I do, Lord, is for you and not man. The things that I speak, Lord, is for you and not man. Every praise that I give unto you is for you and not man. All my worship, Lord, is for you and not man. The times I feel that I need to consecrate is for you and not man. Everything that I do is for unto you, Lord, and not man. So on today, Lord, again, I rededicate myself and I say, I give myself to you and I surrender all to you. And I'm thankful that you're accepting me just as I am. And before I hang up, let me touch on that for a real minute. When it says, come to me just as you are, you are going to him. And one thing about God, he's going to meet you where you at. But if you steadfast and immovable, just know that you may, when I say steadfast and immovable, I mean in the presence of the Lord, in the center mass of the Lord. And if you're with the Lord, just trust and believe there's going to be some things that change in your life. So guess what? You're not staying just where you are. You're still moving. You're moving with our Father who art in heaven. He's the one that's making a change in your life. He's the one that's exposing you. He's the one that's telling you, come with me. There's a work I have that has to be done. But the thing of it is, you have to be steadfast and immovable in him. ADM, I am again. I am grateful. Some are there. Some that there was there before. Some have left before I got there. Some are still there. Some has moved on. But I want to sit and tell you what you need to do is you need to go before the Lord and you ask the Lord, where would you have me to be, Father? Where would you have to feed me my daily bread, to give me my living waters where I shall not thirst anymore? Where do I need to be, Father, to learn your principles, to learn your biblical principles, to learn kingdom principles, to learn how to be a kingdom citizen, and not just learn to be these things, but be effective in doing these things. Listen, Apostle Temple, First Lady Spencer, we appreciate everything that you do for us. I most definitely do. There, in my nakedness and not being ashamed, there are times that I am just so overboard, so whatever in my natural, that I sit and say, you know what, it's time to go. But when I go into my prayer time for the Lord and he talks to me and he lets me know, this is what you asked. You asked this. You asked to be cleaned up. You asked to have the rod of discipline placed upon you so you can present yourself as a living sacrifice to me. So how dare you get into a place where you want to complain now, because I met you where you were at. I answered your prayer and I have addressed your every need. So what you need to do is you need to toughen your skin up and stop whining to me and be steadfast and immovable. We love you. We just thank you all for everything that you have went through, because I'm more than sure my testimonies cannot even touch some of the testimonies and things that I have witnessed myself, but I just thank you that you did not throw in the towel, that you continue to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and that you know your assignment, and you eloquently answered your assignment, and no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation is, that you will continue to feed your sheep. You will continue to teach them what is needed to be taught. You will continue to speak what the Lord has given to you, and knowing that everything will be okay because you are in his secret place. Back over to you, Apostle Temple.
Amen. We just thank you for the words. Amen. You know, saints of God, you know, it's a blessing to where you have God, and God will challenge you and allow individuals to challenge about your life. Amen. It's a blessing. So many people don't give a care about you and your development. And I love something that Evangelist, she really shared. She said, you know what? I asked for this. So a lot of times many people begin to ask things from God, then they'll try to dictate how they should go. And they should go like this, that should go like that. You can't dictate how things should go because God is not there for your dictatorship. He's there to supply your every need. Amen. That's what he's there for. Trust me, it has not been easy throughout these years. It has been tough. It has been tough decision has been made. It has been different things. But like I always share, like I was sharing earlier, amen, it's the acceptance. Long as you know what comes on. Bible declares, count up the cost. You have to count up the cost. And you cannot be naive or in a delusional state about yourself. You know, and it's a lot of people that are, amen, and they get naive to the fact, amen, of who they are. Never be into a place where you always have to have a reason why I did this, reason why I got, reason, but you never see yourself because you always have that word called reason in front of you and in between of the reality of what God is trying to do with you. Understand this, it's your life. God is trying to develop your life. It's your life, amen? And nobody else has a handprint or whatever other than if God allowed them to. But it's your choice. It's your life. It's your choice. It's your walk, amen? And I pray that you would choose, and many of you probably into this area, I pray that you will take, this is a new year, we're going to get ready to begin, that you put all that nonsense to the side and let God do what he has to do with you. We're going to love you. We're going to embrace you. We're going to do whatever we could do to help you if you let us. But at the end of the day, remember this, it's your choice. And if you don't walk with Pastor for a couple of years, you should already know that at the end of the day, if it's the Lord's will, that's what is going to be done. If it's not, it's not. And it's a blessing if God stay on top of you to make you better. It's when he stops speaking. It's when it stops holding you accountable. That's the area you got to be worrying about, because now you've probably be turned over to a reprobated mind to where you don't see nothing else, but it's always somebody else. Amen? And we want to continue to grow in God. Remember, saints of God, Tuesday at 8 p.m., for we could talk about us moving forward in our daily worship. Our international listener, please go all over the world. Listen, we ain't going to forget about you. You're going to be involved. It's a given. Amen. You're going to always have this platform to begin to tune in no matter what we are doing or how we moving forward. You will always be involved. You will always be our social media, Church and Family International. So we don't even have to have a meeting or a talk about that. It's just here that those are locally in our in-person worship. We're going to begin to try to move forward with that, and we're going to put some things out there. So I want you all to tune in at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Amen. Celebrate. I love you all. We thank God for you all. Let's continue to have a blessed time. God bless you all for many of ADM family, people that done came back and everything. We still, God bless you all. You never left. If you came back, trust me, you never left in the first place. Amen. And we understand individuals have to take certain journeys in life, and it's part of their development. Amen. And that's something that Pastor had to learn and had to understand, that some people, they don't leave. They really have to take another course that God has taken them. Amen. But they could really see their reality or see different see some other things. And sometimes people say the grass is green on the other side. Sometimes God will let them go, amen, grass, to go and to investigate themselves so they can greater appreciate to the things of God and to the works of God. Regardless of where you are, at the end of the day, it will never be Pastor Temple, First Lady Spencer, for us, our ADM family, for loving all about you. Amen. We love it. The good, bad, and the ugly. It doesn't matter. You're a package deal. We love you. God bless you all. I see you all Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Don't forget about that. But on Tuesday at 8 p.m. God bless you, ADM. And we just thank God for you all. Amen. My God.